Now Barbara Spector, whose name literally means a disturbing or fear-inducing image, says that Sweden must be flooded with immigrants and become a multicultural society.
At this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Now, Spector admits that immigration has been terrible for Jews.
600 kilometers south of Stockholm, Malmö has a tiny and rapidly shrinking Jewish community. 700 Jews live here amid an influx of Muslim immigrants whose numbers have reached 50,000. This was just the latest in a string of anti-Jewish hate crimes in Malmö, including vandalizing the cemetery, firebombings, graffiti, and verbal abuse in the streets.
She also says that by putting a Jewish face on the open borders movement, that she's going to cause Swedish Jews to be resented by ethnic Swedes. So it's a lose-lose for Swedish Jews. Yet she says Swedish Jews must perform this task. So even as the Israeli media and many Israeli politicians are pleading with European Jews to come to Israel because they have their own demographic problems with Muslims, Spector says, no, stay in Europe and become a sort of political suicide bomber. Use yourself as human kindling for the burning of Europe and turning Europe into a giant funeral pyre. Now, Barbara Spector is an American who taught Jewish studies at the university level. Her philosophy was that modern Jewish thought is shaped by the Holocaust. Now, she says that there's two entities funding her, the Swedish government, which that's the socialists giving her money, and the Wallenberg Foundation. Well, the Wallenberg Foundation is an educational foundation. It's all about Holocaust education and advocating for Holocaust memorials, or advocating that so-and-so not be honored by such-and-such because he was a Nazi sympathizer, etc. Well, it looks like Spector is carrying out some kind of ethnic revenge fantasy, because on one hand, she's written books and papers advocating nationalism for Israel, even ethnic chauvinism for Jews, but then she calls for the eradication of Swedes is an ethnic group, and to turn Sweden into a multicultural center. Now, this sounds really bizarre, but there is a segment of Jews in America and Europe that see themselves at war with Western civilization, and they think that they are getting revenge for the Holocaust by participating in the flooding of Europe with large amounts of third world immigration. Now, the Jewish Daily Forward is the largest Jewish publication in the entire world. Back in 2004, they published an article by Daniel Goldhagen, which was absolutely incendiary and demonized all Christians. It said that the crucifix is gruesome, horrifying, unwholesome, unholy, and fetishizes horror and violence. It also says that the Passion Play, which is the beautiful story of Christ's self-sacrifice, is sadomasochistic, is the most heinous calumny in the past 2,000 years. It says people who view passion plays are degrading themselves. Goldhagen demonizes all Christians in this article, but holds particularly venom for Catholics, who he says are the worst of the Christians. And then he says that the millions of Tridentine Mass Christians around the world are part of a blood-drenched cult of death. Goldhagen says that the only Christians who can be friends of Jews are progressive Christians who have gone through liberalizing reforms. Now, we can see what Goldhagen's motivations are by the books he's written. He has an entire book blaming Catholics for the Holocaust, and he says that Catholics have an unpaid debt to Jews now. He has a second book in which he blames all German people for the Holocaust. So his motivation is all wrapped around the Holocaust. If a major Christian publication published an article this nasty and this incendiary about any other religion, it would have been condemned by its own readers. For the largest Jewish publication in the world to publish such a hateful article shows that there is a segment of the Jewish population that views itself as being at war with Christianity and Western society. And like Spector and like the Wallenberg Foundation, Hagen wraps his message around the Holocaust. So they think that they're carrying out a revenge fantasy to get revenge for the Holocaust. Please subscribe to my channel. I'm going to make some more videos talking about Britain, Germany, America, Canada, and some other countries. And I've got some exciting people I'm going to be interviewing.